see. So much to do. Walking up and down my street.
How are you?
And what do you do? Making friends with the people I meet.
Welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park on Space 101.1 FM. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, we will be speaking to organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park, give you some information on those organizations, their programs, their services, how you can access those services, or how you can contribute to those organizations. With me today, I have DeGale Cooper from Youth Care. DeGale, thank you and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Well, to get started, DeGale, if you could kind of go over your role at Youth Care and how you got started there.
My current role at Youth Care is the CEO. I am new in my position as Chief Executive Officer at Youth Care since June of this year. So I'm just now hitting my 6-year mark. I've been working with Youth Care for about 4.5 years, almost 5 now. And I've been involved in human services for 30 plus years. So I'm really excited to be at the helm of Youth Care.
Wow, that is a long time. And, you know, with Youth Care, I actually worked there for a little over 4 years. It is an absolutely amazing organization. So again, very grateful to have you on the show. With Youth Care, can you give us kind of an overview of what Youth Care is, how it got started, maybe some of the services you offer?
Yes, Ben. Well, Youth Care has been around for just about 50 years. We've been working to serve young people in our community for that entire time, providing services to homeless youth and youth who are unstably housed. And we also provide case management services. We do outreach into the community. Our housing services, our shelter, overnight shelter programs and services, as well as transitional and community-based housing. Our employment and education support services also help young people move toward the future that they would like to see for themselves. And our staff team of over 147 individuals is there to support young people as they move through their life journey.
All right. So a rather large organization, a lot going on, and doing some really great work. Now, when you mention youth, I know that that can kind of span a wide range of ages. For Youth Care, what does the age range for youth and young adults look like?
Ben, our age group ranges from ages 13 to 18, which is our adolescent service programs, and then from 18 to 24, just before a young person's 25th birthday, which is young adult services.
Got it. And so with all of these services and resources that Youth Care offers for youth and young adults who might need those services, what are some ways that they can get connected to them?
One of the easiest ways to get connected with Youth Care is just to look on our website, www.youthcare.org. But most young people come to us by way of other organizations or by word of mouth. We have 3 engagement centers. One located downtown Seattle off of the Denny Regrade. We have another engagement center site for young people located in the University District. And another one, a new one, in South Seattle. Most young people come there looking for basic services, food, clothing, shelter, a shower, a nice hot meal, and an opportunity to get connected to other resources.
All right. So 3 engagement centers, and you mentioned quite a number of employees. How many facilities in total or around does Youth Care have?
Youth Care has over 16 sites in this community that serves young people ages 13 to 24.
All right. Thank you. Those experiencing homelessness, homelessness is a huge issue in Seattle and King County and really across the U.S. For what Youth Care does, what do you see as some of the main reasons why young people experience homelessness, and how do Youth Care services help address those issues?
Many young people who are experiencing homelessness are navigating circumstances beyond their control. They just want a chance to stabilize and to thrive. And so for many of those young people, you know, they can be reasons such as poverty, a lack of affordable housing, abuse or neglect in the home. Young people come to us because they have a need, and they have a need to feel safe and stabilized in their community. And youth care has been that beacon of hope for young people for almost 50 years.
I know working with youth care, you know, that a disproportionate number of youth who identify as LGBTQ and who are youth of color are experiencing homelessness. How does youth care address those issues through its services and then maybe beyond its engagement services?
That's a really great question, Ben. We are excited to be able to provide an array of services for young people who identify as LGBTQ+. We have an independent living program, which is located in the University District area, our ISIS. And that program is specifically centered on the needs and of young people who identify as LGBTQ+ and allies. Our staff are there to support them and train to connect with housing resources, job training, permanent housing, and then just other resources like mental health counseling and or just plain case management services.
So that kind of leads into this next question. You know, we've talked about those engagement services. Outside of those direct services for homeless youth and young adults, what else does youth care do? Maybe that's around advocacy or education, whether that's for residents or the young people you work with, or even education for the community. So outside of those direct services, what else does youth care do?
Youth care provides a full range of services for young people, ranging from our advocacy work, not just with young people in regard to the resources that they need, but on a statewide level, advocating for housing, affordable housing for young people, appropriate mental health services for young people. We also have a team of individuals, staff, who are out in the community working with young people who are experiencing abuse, sexual abuse and violence, sexual exploitation. And those young people connect with our case managers who are out in the streets, who are there to support them and bring them to a safe and stable environment so that they can get connected to additional resources. In addition to that, we have a school-based team that goes into the schools to ensure that young people know that we are also there to support them. We collaborate well with the schools in Seattle Public Schools and some of the other schools in other districts to ensure that their staff understand the support resources that youth care can provide. Youth care also offers an array of educational support services. We know that education is a pathway to employment and a pathway to economic stability. And so our GED programming for young people is also important. We go into the schools to ensure young people stay connected to schools. And as they are moving out of high school or out of post-secondary, out of their educational programs, we ensure that young people, if they would like, get their GEDs or get connected to post-secondary education.
You know, obviously with youth care, it's more than just those direct services. It's a whole spectrum of services and programs that you're offering homeless youth and young adults. And again, just some amazing work going on there. For this show, you know, Exploring Magnuson Park, we're all about introducing our listeners to organizations located within and associated with the park. So for youth care, what is youth care's connection to Magnuson Park?
Well, youth care's connection to Magnuson Park is that we have two independent housing programs, one for adolescents under the age of 18 and one for young adults 18 to 24. Both programs serve young people as a transition time while they're getting connected to resources and either finding their way back to family if they're adolescents and or finding their way to permanent housing if they're young adults. We've been in this Magnuson Park community since 1999. with both our Pathways and Passages programs. And we're excited to be here as a partner with other organizations like Solid Ground and Friends of Youth.
So with those two programs located in Magnuson Park, do you know why Magnuson Park would have been chosen as a site?
Well, I believe back in the early 90s, the HUD and the city of Seattle, they were really trying to focus on the needs of young individuals experiencing homelessness in their community. This area offers a very safe and beautiful location for a young person or a young adult who is going through the process of healing and trying to connect and trying to figure out their pathway to their future. And for youth care, this was the ideal location for such services as our adolescent housing program and our young adult housing program. It offers a safe, secure place for these young people to be.
Well, that is really great to hear. Yeah, Magnuson Park is such an amazing location, and it's really great to hear that it also provides a place for young people, again, as you said, safe and secure, and providing those services that they need to help them thrive. And you also mentioned collaborating with other organizations like Solid Ground. What do those sorts of collaborations look like?
Well, mostly they are resource providers for youth care. We really try to connect with other providers in the community to ensure that our young people have a vast majority of resources available to them. Organizations like Solid Ground can help our young adults who are in our Passages program get connected to permanent housing. They can help them with other resources such as furniture and clothing and other things that young people need when they move into their own places to live. Friends of Youth is another partner with us here, and they provide housing right next door to us. So we collaborate with them on a daily basis, really, just to ensure that any young person who is maybe pregnant and parenting also has a place to be. And so knowing what the resources are here in the Magnuson Park area really gives us an opportunity to ensure that our young people are connected in every way that we can make possible for them.
Well, it's great to see that those sorts of collaborations are going on, and even greater to see that those organizations can do that within the confines of Magnuson Park and then outside of Magnuson Park, extending into Seattle and the surrounding areas. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. We are speaking with DeGale Cooper, the CEO at Youth Care, a nonprofit organization that provides resources and services to homeless youth and young adults. So, DeGale, are there any programs or ongoing projects that you'd like to highlight?
Yes, we're currently working on a project up on Capitol Hill at the center of Capitol Hill, and it's our new housing and workforce development project in partnership with Community Roots Housing. We will be able to provide affordable housing to young adults and adults in the community who are experiencing homelessness or who are not able to afford market rate housing. But at the same time, we will be supporting young people with employment and with job training. And so we're really excited about that project that's going to be launching in 2024. We're just at the end now of just getting all of our construction pieces in place so that we can then begin that launch in 2024.
Okay. Well, that is very exciting. Really looking forward to hearing how that progresses and all of the good it will do for the community and the young people in the community. One program I know that Youth Care does and that I was unfortunately had to miss this year is the annual luncheon. Can you tell us a little bit about the annual luncheon and then how it went this year?
Absolutely. We had our luncheon after 2 years, basically, of COVID and not being able to come together in person. And so we had our first in-person luncheon here in September. We anticipated, you know, that we'd have maybe about 400, 500 individuals there. And we were absolutely excited that we had a full house at the Westin Hotel for our annual luncheon. And so with that luncheon, we are already planning for our spring luncheon, which is the time that we typically have a luncheon. So March 23rd is our spring luncheon, and we invite all of you to join us at the Westin once again for Youth Care's annual luncheon.
Oh, well, that is great. It is always a fantastic event to go to hear about all the work that Youth Care is doing and how it impacts the youth in our communities. So March 23rd, I will make sure to add that to my calendar and try to make it out there. For folks who are looking for more information about Youth Care, maybe about the annual luncheon or about the services you offer, you mentioned youthcare.org, your website. Are there any other ways that individuals can find out more about Youth Care? Are there social media sites? Are there phone numbers they can call? How can folks find out about you?
You can find us on social media, a Facebook, Youth Care Facebook page, and also on Twitter and LinkedIn. Always look for Youth Care Seattle or youthcare.org, and that will be the way to connect with us through social media and online.
So for folks who are going through that information, I'm sure there are some out there hearing about the work that you and Youth Care do who want to contribute to that work. For those who are looking for those opportunities, what would they be able to do in terms of volunteering or advocacy? What opportunities are out there for them?
Oh, there are so many opportunities at Youth Care for volunteers, especially. At this time, during the holiday season, we are looking for groups to help deliver food and gifts to young people, to do gift drives for the young people that we serve. During the winter season, we are also hoping to draw more volunteers in to help at our front desk and to help us sort through clothing in our clothing bank. We would love to have volunteers join us in supporting young people throughout the year at our engagement center sites, cooking meals, serving meals, and possibly even teaching young people how to cook while serving those meals. And so please contact us at youthcare.org. We have a tab that says donate, and it also gives you information on how to volunteer.
Well, those are some exciting opportunities in contributing to the issue of youth homelessness along with Youth Care. You mentioned some gift drives and going through clothing donations. What in those drives are some of the most needed items that you're looking for youth who are in your residential facilities or that you're reaching out to through the engagement teams?
Most of the youth that come to our engagement center sites are needing basic hygiene packages, bringing to youth soap, you know, things like toothpaste and toothbrushes, all the things that any individual need to keep up with themselves. We're also hoping that, you know, some of the warmer clothing, jackets, socks for young people, those are real important. We also understand that for a lot of people, what they're looking for are undergarments. And so that's a huge need for young people who are living on the streets or are unstably housed at this time in their lives.
So if it is a contribution of a clothing item such as that, what is the best way to get it to Youth Care? Is there an Amazon wish list? Can they drop items off at your main facility? What's the best way to get those items to you?
The best way to get those items to us is to do that through Amazon. You actually can go onto Amazon and order directly for Youth Care. We just check our website and it gives explicit directions on how to do that. But we also invite you to come drop off items at our site and just meet the Youth Care team and come have a brief chat with us and get to know a little bit more about our organization.
Well, definitely with the winter weather coming up on us, it getting colder and wetter, it definitely sounds like a lot of those are some really needed items. So again, if you're looking to contribute in that way, youthcare.org is a great place to start. Check out Youth Care's website. Well, DeGale, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to throw out there about youth care? Anything folks should know or anything that they can look for coming up?
Well, Ben, thank you so much for having me here. I'm just really excited to be talking about youth care and sharing youth care with the community. We have a great need in this community to ensure that no young person has to experience homelessness. And as a group of people in this community who care about young people, who care about where young people are going in their lives, we have an obligation, a responsibility to be there to support organizations like Youth Care. And with your help, we can make sure that no young person has to be without a permanent home.
Well, thank you very much, DeGale. Thank you for that call to action as well. I really appreciate you coming out here, hearing about Youth Care. Again, as a former employee, I know firsthand the incredible and meaningful work that Youth Care does. And as we are getting ready to sign off here, I just have one final question. What is a favorite song of yours, either currently or all time?
You know, Ben, I'm an old timer, so I really love Aretha Franklin's Respect. You got to have a little bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That Respect. That is perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our donors for Space 101.1. It's your contributions that make shows like this possible. If you are looking for ways to contribute to Space 101, visit space101fm.org. Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. Today we heard from DeGale Cooper at Youth Care, a nonprofit organization that provides services to homeless youth and young adults in the Seattle area. To learn more about Youth Care, visit youthcare.org. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park: the Hangar 30 Flea will take place on Saturday, March 18th from 12 to 8 p.m. at Hangar 30. This event is an opportunity to discover and shop over 100 booths of vintage, antiques, and collectibles. Check out Hangar30Flea, that's FLEA.com, for more information. Also, The Big Taste will take place on Saturday, March 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Hangar 30. This event is only for individuals 21 and over, featuring more than 100 wines, beers, ciders, and spirits from the Pacific Northwest. Ticket sales benefit University Sunrise Rotary Foundation, We Heart Seattle, and Outdoors for All. Check out usrotary.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. Tune in to Space 101.1 FM on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day. Walking.